In September of 2018, the Magic Yarn Project made their 10,000th wig. These wigs are made specially for children fighting cancer. That was 6 years ago. They've continued to brighten thousands of children's lives since then. Take a look.
Thank you, Magic Makers. I feel beautiful. Thank you, Magic Makers.
Thank you for my yarn wig.
Thank you for bringing my Rapunzel hat so fast.
Thank you, Magic Makers, for my Elsa wig.
Thank you, Magic Makers.
Thank you, Magic Makers.
Thank you, Magic Makers.
Thank you for my Elsa hair.
I'm here with the creator of the Magic Yarn Project, Holly Christensen. We are eager to hear from you, Holly. This is a beautiful project. Misty-eyed here. Yes, you're amazing. We are so excited. Tell us what inspired this project.
So I am a nurse and I've worked in oncology. One of my friends from college, her daughter was diagnosed with cancer when she was just about 3 years old. Actually, she relapsed. Yeah. So it was her second bout with cancer. And reached out to her, gave her some insight into the chemotherapy she'd be receiving. And as a cancer nurse, one thing I learned is that chemotherapy causes something called neuropathy. Mm. So our nerve endings are very sensitive because of the chemotherapy. So you don't see cancer patients wear traditional wigs. It's too scratchy on their very, very sensitive skin. So I created a wig for her daughter, a Rapunzel wig, off of a soft crocheted beanie cap. She loved it. Her mom said, this is amazing. All the kids at the hospital want to know where they can get a wig like it. And that's how it started.
It's snowballed into this beautiful, beautiful project. Now, we know that it's impacted the kids, but how has it impacted you?
You know, I became a nurse to save lives, to help people with their health, but it's helped me to realize that while I definitely hope there's a cure for cancer someday, even if I can't save lives, there is something that we can do. There's something everyone can do. You don't have to work in cancer to impact the life of a child who is battling cancer and to bring a little joy and magic really into their life during a very dark and difficult time for them.
You are a light, you are light. Anyone can be a magic maker. Have you found that people are really eager to get involved?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have people from all walks of life. We'd have NFL members come and create wigs for kids with cancer. We have grandmothers, grandpas, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Anyone can be a magic maker.
And what have been some of your favorite wigs you've made?
You know, I've made them all. We make all of the different Disney princesses. Jack Sparrow is really fun. They're all just fun. It's hard to choose a favorite. It's kind of whichever one I'm making at the time.
Whatever one. Well, tell us about these ones that we have on display here.
So these are some of the favorites. Mm. It seems like it doesn't matter if the child is from Cambodia, Kenya, or Kansas. Mm-hmm. Little girls really love the long hair. So Elsa, Rapunzel, Moana, they are some of the very favorites. So we use soft acrylic yarns only. They're sparkly, they're fun, they spark imagination. They're just great fun for the kids who receive
they're
them.
They're so beautiful. What's it been like to spark this nationwide inspiration for you?
It's been life-changing. It's been just volunteering full-time to get it going and really just to facilitate the thousands of people who want to be involved in creating wigs.
In all of the years, do you have a highlight moment? Is there one that sticks out?
There are several highlight moments. Yeah. Seeing, honestly, how our volunteers' lives are changed, how it affects them. They'll write us and say, I'm crocheting these beanies and it helps me. I am on disability and it's helping me through my depression because I'm able to do something positive. We have involved women in prison with making the wigs and crocheting the beanies, and it's been an amazing rehabilitation program for them to do something so wonderful as make a yarn wig for a child in need. Mm.
You mentioned you're a nurse, you're a mother. How has this been to involve your family?
It's been wonderful, it's challenging, it's a lot of work, but I love seeing their desire to serve, maybe not even necessarily in this way, but to live a life of service. And that's what I hope that they will get out of it, is that service is just one of the greatest joys we can have in life, no matter what we're going through.
Yeah, we've mentioned a lot of the princess wigs. You did mention Jack Sparrow. What are some other boy wigs?
So we do, the Jack Sparrow is a favorite, but we do all Marvel character superhero beanies that are masked, Ninja Turtles, Sesame Street, Bluey, just any beloved character that children love, we will make those beanies.
You'll just jump on board. Oh, look at those pictures. Would you give any advice? What would you give to someone who wants to make a difference, who wants to start something with a big impact?
Post it on social media, because that's how it happened. I planned on making a few dozen wigs locally in Alaska, where I'm from. Post on social media, ask for yarn donations, and it went viral. So, you know, just throwing an idea out there that you have that you think might be small, and it gains steam when you share it with others and they catch that vision and they want to get involved and serve. It's awesome.
It's magic. I love, and it's in the name, right? I love what you've created. If anybody wants to get involved with you, how can we get involved?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, themagicyarnproject.com. Here in Utah, we have several chapters. So if you go onto our website, you can find our chapters that are locally here in Utah so that you can attend, anyone can attend our workshops. You can come in with no craft experience, learn how to make a wig.
That was my next question. Do I have to be a sewer?
You don't.
Do I have to know how to sew or crochet?
If an NFL lineback can make a wig, anyone can make a wig. If a 14-year-old boy can make a wig, then you definitely can.
Oh, I love that encouragement. We love what you're doing here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.